Tiger League. We are reporting live from Montclair, Louisiana. I am David Swallow, your host, and my co-host, the weed drinking, beer drinking, hot dog eating. Woo! Benny Boo, what it do?
What's up, everybody?
And I got my boy Tay Foe live in Colorado, reporting back to Colorado after a wild weekend in Louisiana. What's up, Tay Foe?
Hey, I'm happy to be back, but I miss you guys. Let's have a good show.
Fuck yeah, let's get it going. We're going to start off.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Off top, the highest scorer of the week happens to be two of them. Ha ha, fuck you, Trey and Catalina Wine Mix and Johnny and Foose. Diggs led Johnny with 42 points and Foose had Gurley and Juju, 32-34. They just stacked. That's all I can say. They was running it. Your lowest score of the week is the Dak Street Boys at 86. Sucked pretty bad. All right. We're going to look at your highest players. Well, usually we just do the starting lineups, but I have to give a shout-out to Patrick Mahomes.
Hell yeah! Yeah, yeah, my boy.
Hell yeah.
Breaking news.
52 points scored on the bench to Big Ben, who actually had 49. But Kirk Cousins led the way with 50. What you got to say about that?
You can't predict 3 points. Pat Mahomes is on my bench, but, you know,
hey, man,
came through for me.
You would have been mad if you would have lost by two instead of winning by one.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Thank goodness.
Aww.
All right, we're going to go there quick to the injuries. Ben, go ahead. What the injuries look like this weekend?
Starting off with your boy, McCoy. The ribs.
Yeah, fuck him.
A little fucked up, man. Got to see what happens. Also, Mixon. Got to have a little surgery. Had that done. Get that knee cleaned up. A big blow. Legatron. Hitting the IR.
Legatron.
I mean, hey. You win some, you lose some. Yeah, you know about it.
I think they say he'd be back in a few weeks, though, right?
Yeah, I think you got to go to a minor IR. About six weeks or so. You got Wallace. Fibula. Bless him. Dalvin Cook cramping up. Fitz got the hammy. AB with the calf. And Wilkins, he's day-to-day, but, I mean, that's irrelevant right now.
Yeah, Wilkins ain't
Taylor, what's shit, what injury sticks out the most to you, Taylor?
Ben, you got all of mine except for John Calipio for the Giants, their best-graded O-line.
That's right. No doubt. Yeah, you're right. No doubt. He went out Sunday night.
Yeah.
Not big one.
That's going to be tough.
You can't start him in fantasy, but it's a big blow to the team and how
I mean, their offensive line is already shit, and they just got even worse.
Saquon Barkley with a sub-3 yards per carry.
I don't care. He'll do the Christian McCaffrey and catch fucking, 12, 13 on him? Or 14. Hey. Nah, Saquon, 14? I don't know. Regardless, Saquon
could. Buku.
The other night, he did it big. Shook back with the catches, and that's the shit. Like, I mean, dude, look at what we seen. Chris Thompson, McCaffrey. The running backs got dumb in the passing game this week.
It's a new age, man. You ain't got to run the ball. Just catch that motherfucker and run wide open.
It is a new age, but not being able to run between the tackles. I think, it speaks to Saquon shouldn't have been drafted by the Giants at number two.
Well, what's good, what you can look at, though, you're right. All three have in common, all three of them lost.
Yes.
So that's true.
Cannot run the ball in between the tackles, unfortunately. But that's real football, and we play fantasy, baby. And if that some bitch can go out there and get you 12 to 15 catches a game, well, good God,
pop, pop.
I'll fucking take it. One more minor injury. Jarvis's knee's a little fucked up. Hey, man, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Thursday night game. Hey, we'll see. Big news, though. Big trade going through. Josh Gordon traded to the New England Patriots for an additional 5th-round pick from the Browns. What do y'all take on this trade?
I love it, but I love it for the future. Josh Gordon is going to stretch the field. You know, I think Tom Brady takes some shots at him, but what we've seen in the past from Patriots wide receivers is that it takes time to acclimate to the playbook and the way Tom Brady grows.
Yep.
So I would say his value would probably be highest next season.
Yeah, that's usually my case. That's usually the case. I'm a season late with him, but hey, I know him.
Do you think is he more of a decoy? Or I mean, he's a field stretcher now. We've seen what Moss can do stretching the field. Is he more of a decoy, though, than an actual threat?
Yes, I think this season he is.
Yes, I believe that it's starting to look like that. But, hey, who knows? We'll see. Say he might play this week, huh?
Yeah, they might.
Say he had a hamstring injury, but I think he's just ready to get the fuck out of Cleveland. Big news, Wentz to start this week for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's playing the Colts. Y'all hyped up on Wentz? He got a great fucking matchup to walk into. But receiver core is hurt. Well, what y'all take on Wentz? Y'all think he's going to step right back in and just keep on rolling? Or you think it's going to take a little while for him to get back, you know, back in the groove?
My biggest thing is I think it's still too early, bro. I mean, you're 1-1. Just take a few more off, man. Just close that window gap of re-injuring, you know, a little bit more and make sure that y'all can make the long haul. I mean, I guess they believe he's ready, but I'd hold off another week or so. What you think, Taylor?
I think Wentz might come out and you may see less running by him. I think this injury may change his style of play, which no makes doubt. Him safer. I think Dave touched on it, though. His running backs, you know, you got a Jai hurt. You know, you have depleted wide receivers. I think that's going to play into it more than anything. I think he is an upgrade on Foles.
All righty. Well, we will see. Like I said, he got a great matchup he's walking into. We'll see what happens. All right, on to the next news. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, they're looking mighty shady right now. Bell still, we know Bell. It's very doubtful he's going to come back this week or the week's coming. Now you got AB missing Monday's practice. Supposed to talk to Tomlin today, if I ain't mistaken. Not sure if we went through or not. Any fear of AB, you know? Well, what y'all think is going on over there?
I think Pittsburgh's in a shit fire right now. I see the demise of something right here. They have a horrible defense. They save the money to spend on Le'Veon. He's still not there. It's just going to be bad. I mean, they tied the Browns and then they lost to the Chiefs. Now, hey, Mahomes and Chiefs credit, but
yeah.
I mean, no shit, dude. Antonio Brown's frustrated. Le'Veon's not there. They have a shitty defense. New offensive coordinator. It's a, I don't know. It's a mess. What you think, Tay?
I would say all of that. And I'd also add that their O-line is experiencing some injuries.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? It's seeming hard right now for Pittsburgh to just get any distance between them and other teams. And, you know, I think it's going to be a rough season. I don't know if Tomlin's going to be on the hot seat after this.
No, he might not make the fucking season if they keep doing like they're doing. Pittsburgh's not known for firing their coaches midseason. But hey, it's a new age, man. You get it done now or you get the fuck gone. And he had plenty of years to get it done, and they still just can't come up, and they're no defense having asses. By the way, James Conner only with 17 rush yards. Is that a concern or is that more of a game script?
Yeah, they were down 21-0.
Yeah, so. It was a shootout. That's what I think, too, but 17 rush yards. But him and a lot of others only had a few rushing yards and big points this week. So I think it was just a wild week this week and week two. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring you what's going to be a weekly program or skit or whatever you call it. This is Tay Foe's weekly topic. The storyteller will tell you a story, and y'all going to shut the fuck up and listen. Go ahead, Tay.
All right, kiddos, sit down by the fire, curl up. This is about a Saturday night at Benny Boo's. Started off, me and my boy Coogee eating Sour Patch Kids, you know, being kids, doing what we do. So I look over, and I see, ha-ha, fuck you, Trey. Ha-ha, fuck you, Trey's on my phone playing Angry Birds.
Okay.
I'm like, what? Little backstory. Ha-ha, fuck you, Trey has an iPhone, has internet, wasn't dead. I didn't know what to think. I was flabbergasted. I was chilling with Coos. My mind wasn't on it. You know, I didn't really think twice. So, I need to use my phone, so I grab it. And then, I'm on my phone. And, ha-ha, fuck you, Trey comes up behind me, And he says, what's that at? And it's my Fantasy Pros News app. And he's like, I got the same app. I was like, what? I was like, what?
Hmm.
How did you conveniently get the same app? So what I do is I tell Mr. Martinez, I say, well, on that Fantasy Pros News app, you can do this and do that. But what I said, but what I didn't tell him was that it was a lie. You can't do that within the app. And he then agreed with me.
Oh, so, sneaky snake.
What I'm thinking is he went in my phone, did some digging, and he took my tools. Ha-ha, fuck you, Trey. Maybe I'm mad I didn't think of it first, but I thought it was an interesting story. I wanted to share it with the kiddos, just so everybody can see the level that we're on in this fantasy football
game. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, week one, we watched you fucking tank your team. And week two, I mean,
we
Johnny.
Watched Johnny play 007.
Oh, man, I mean.
Tell me you have a passcode on your phone now.
Yeah, I mean, you should have a passcode on your phone. That's number one rule, but, I mean, shit.
Trust no one.
That's it.
It's
Trust
Tiger League.
No
Welcome
one.
To Tiger League.
It is cutthroat.
Has anybody ever heard, David, have you ever heard in your fantasy years of a situation like this?
I mean, never to someone stupid to that, but,
Hey,
I mean, we'd have to see the other sides partake in that.
Yeah.
We'd have to see the other side's part. I mean, it is a good app to have. I've been having that too for years, so it's really irrelevant. But,
Yes.
Yeah.
We might have to have Ha Ha Fucky Trey on the show so we can hear his side of everything.
Well, if we can do it early enough for that, he probably would. He probably would. I'd love to hear y'all two get into it. I'd love to hear each explanation of
that. Might be a bonus episode.
Yeah, hey, we might hit y'all with a hot track next week.
Y'all might get one Friday or Saturday of an explanation of this story.
Two in one week.
Yes. Well, Johnny, you're a piece of shit, and we're going to go ahead and move forward. Let's go to standings. Wine Mixing, number one. Bays for Days, number two. Faber, Get the Fuck Out, number three. Fuck You Trade, number four. Motorboaters, number five. Dirty Laundry, Garoppolo Hermanos, Angry Birds, Marktown Shads, Hell's Bells, the Dax Street Boys, and Benjamin Dupuy. We're forking the first date is dead last. Alrighty, so, any takes? I think they're going to keep rolling or what?
Fuck. All right. I'm gassed on this one.
Yeah, let's go to the waiver order. Well, Ben, the good thing about coming in last is you get the first pick. Then it's Dax Street Boys, Hell Bells, Martin Shad, so on and so forth, like we named it. In the opposite order. That's what you got.
And you know, when you're as garbage as me, you see Taylor Ford drop somebody that shouldn't have been dropped this early. I mean, He's gonna argue about it, but I'm gonna have to, and that's just a fact. I'm gonna end up spending a waiver wire pick on this bitch, and he probably ain't gonna pan out to be nothing. But you have to. The situation you look at, you gotta go. Well, you know what? I'm gonna try and get him. So I'm gonna go with Royce Freeman. Absolutely, that's my one more pick. I'm gonna fucking pick up Royce Freeman this week.
Royce Freeman. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and run through these waivers right fast. We're gonna do two each. You got Royce Freeman. What else you got, Ben? What else you looking at?
Like my boy Taylor told everybody today, somebody pick up Fitzpatrick, man. This dude's balling.
Oh,
if not, I'm gonna try and do it. Fuck.
He gets Pittsburgh at home this week, and Pittsburgh cannot stop anything right now. So Fitzpatrick looking to keep a job.
Don't let him be my second waiver wire claim, please, people. Don't let it do. Don't happen. Taylor, who you got? Two people. What's up?
I'm going to stick with quarterbacks, and I'm going to go Andy Dalton.
Okay.
Andy, he's been playing great. They put AJ Green in the slot. That's just completely opened up the game. You got Joe Mixon out, which it means they're going to pass more. Gio Bernard is more than capable of catching passes. So it sets up nice for Fitzpatrick to have a lot of pass TDs these next few weeks.
And you're right. You're right. You're right. I did pick Fitzpatrick to have a lot of points, so you can back that up. But you mean Andy Dalton,
yes,
sir.
Yes, Dalton. He's still pumped up on the Conor McGregor Fitzmagic bullshit. he's caught up. Give me one more, Taylor. What you looking at?
I'm looking at Theo Riddick. Caught 9 passes this past week.
Told you.
Just taking over in the backfield, you know. He's going to be their primary pass catcher. I see Detroit being down a lot with that defense. So, Theo Riddick is worth the pickup.
No doubt. Myself, man, it's not really too big. I like Tyler Boyd stepping in as the number 2. He's starting to show that he can actually ball. Dede Westbrook, man, more than 2 catches away. He can always have a good game, even though Keelan Cole is killing shit. Dede's more than capable. And that's about it. And one more I like to throw, just Ito Smith, the backup running back in Atlanta with Freeman out. 9 rushes for 46 yards is pretty good in my book. Just keep an eye on him. I mean, I ain't saying to pick him up and start him, but I might want to keep an eye on Leito. All right, well, with that, we're going to take a recap of week 2, look at a few highlights and lowlights maybe. Go ahead, Ben. What week 2 was looking like?
Well, started off, I got Ricky. He put up a hard one. I picked him to win. You dropped the ball, Rick. But Fousey got him. 161. 2 weeks in a row, Fousey gets the win. Gurley. Man, you only got to put up yards. You just get touchdowns and fucking whip ass. Juju balled out. Mike Evans. I mean, Gordon did his thing for Rick, but wasn't solid enough. And Baltimore's defense, which Rick didn't start, didn't do good at all. And Philly's defense, the one he also started, didn't do enough for him to win it. So what you got from that game, Taylor? Dave is the only one that picked it right, but what you feel about it, Taylor?
Man, I feel like Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be a wide receiver 1.
Yeah, looking like it.
Dude, looks really, really good. I really don't see anything that Rick could have done to change the outcome. You know, it was just a great game.
Yep.
Same shit, man. I mean, Rick couldn't really do much. Foose is pretty stacked right now. His players are balling, so it's about it, man. It's just a no-brainer. What else we got?
We got the nice Battle of the Bays, and we came down, man. It was a close one, you guys. Sarah put up 140, but she was 5 points shy of beating Mariah and April with the nice Bays for Days combo, and they got a W. Gross. We all 3 went across the board against our will to pick them. We got it all right, but what stuck out was Tyreek still far. Barkley got 14 catches, and Kenyon Drake kept rolling. So, but what everybody was looking for
was Mr. Dez Bryant to be dropped. He's still on that team, even as Cleveland trades away Josh Gordon. First thing reporter asks, "Are you interested in picking up Dez Bryant? We have questions if he's ready to play football, if that's his true intent." Listen, if the Browns aren't going to sign him after this, why are you wasting a bench spot? Still, I'm going to harp on it. I'm going to harp on it still because Bays is doing great, and this is how they set up to go 7-1 at the end of, I'm sorry, 1-7 at the end of the year. Anyway,
let's pop, pop, pop. All right, well, yeah, so
the last thing I want to mention, though, for Sarah on a shakeback, which we all clowned last week, Amari Cooper did go 10 for 10, 10 targets, 10 catches, and Mr. Thielen did his thing.
Yes.
White boy Rick of Minnesota. But on to the next one. We got Steve-O. The street's back. All right. Lost to Dave. Dave beat him down, 159-86. Cam.
Yup.
Aguilar.
Yup.
T.Y. Super targeted. Yep. And Chicago's defense, man, Mackey is good.
He's pretty fucking good.
I mean, shit. And I mean, stealing, yeah, Adams did his thing. AK, yeah. Smith pooped his pants, and you sat watching on the bench. So, Taylor, coming away with this one, you and Dave picked it right. I picked Steven, which was a fuck up on my part. What you feel about that game, Taylor?
I'm feeling like Steven. Steven has to be in panic mode. I mean, Demaryius Thomas, you got Adrian Peterson. You know, it's just, it's done for Adrian Peterson. He came out there that first game just like he always does. Then he's done. He's going to be sub 3 yards a carry for the rest of the season. You know, it's just, he's too old. You can't trust it. You know, he's got some help on the bench. Deshaun Watson, Alex Smith, you know, okay. Larry Fitz with the hamstring. You know what I mean? I don't think Kenny Golladay can keep it up. So I have serious questions about Steve's team. Tight end is, you know, Eric Ebron is going to steal away touches and touchdowns from Jack Doyle. So,
man, I ain't gonna lie, man. Luck got a good connection with Ebron right now. Looks nice.
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Steven, hit the wafer, man.
That's it. That's it. What it's all about. But y'all picked it right. I missed that one. Dave, any thoughts on that one? Good job, Dave.
Yeah, Gronk fucking sucked it up. And thank God Steven sucked a lot worse than me this week. That's all I can say. On to the mix.
That's a respectable answer. Well, it's not the dumpster fire himself, me. Ben Dupuy, I lost to
my right hand, man.
Shitbag.
My boy, Dotrieve.
Shitbag, Dotrieve. 159 to 117.
Cousins and Thomas, man. They just found this 80 points by
Cousins
themselves.
And fucking Thomas. Mike T. You cannot guard him. And love, back to last week's topic about Michael Thomas and Denzel Ward. Well, what the fuck? Michael Thomas went fucking 12 for 13. He had 2 touchdowns. 1 in the back end zone over the head of Denzel Ward. So I'm just gonna bring it back up. Mike T balling right now, cuz he's got fucking 30 targets, 28 catches. Nah, he got 2 fumbles. We ain't gonna talk about that.
Nah,
this dude's on pace for 224 receptions. That will break the fucking record by a long shot held by Marvin Harrison, 143. I mean, you can't guard Mike. Dodie, I'm sorry I went up against you. AJ thought he was going to flash out, do a little something, but I fell short. DJ, we'll talk about that later when we get to week 3. Good game, Dodie. You did me wrong. We all picked you to win, so we all got to win. What do you say about that, Taylor? What do you say about Michael Thomas, the best? This dude's balling. Fuck.
He's making a case for wide receiver 1. It really is.
No doubt.
It's not so much the target, it's the efficiency that he's showing. And, I mean, the rapport with Breeze, it's nice. And what you're going to see happening is that just is going to set up Ted Ginn. That's going to set up maybe a Cam Meredith or a Tre'Quan Smith. Then you have Mark Ingram coming back, which I think they're missing.
Big time.
I picked the Saints from the NFC to make the Super Bowl this year. I still feel confident with that pick. Michael Thomas is a big part of that.
Any other thoughts you thought about this one, Dave? I mean,
nah, man, you just suck, and I don't have much explanation. But nah, man, Kirk Cousins, man, I love Cousins with Minnesota. He's gonna ball out all year. And OBJ had a bad game, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, the rest, my whole team did, so it's all good. We'll roll on to the next. All
right.
The game of the week, I find, last week was Marshawn Shaz, 142. They lost to my boy, Tafo, with the shake back. He tanked week 1. It's cool. But that tank got him a 1-point victory in week 2. Taylor, take this game away. How do you feel about your win? Because you're the only one that picked yourself to win.
You know, believe in yourself. Believe it until you can achieve it.
No diggity.
Fake it till you make it.
Listen, I'm going to say this. It wasn't a pretty win. You know, I think that Patrick Mahomes and Ben Roethlisberger are going to be the anchor. But with the depth I have, you know, it's going to be tough every week. And, you know, I'm going to pick myself every week. So, hey, I don't give a damn. I'm picking me. So, let's go. On to the next one. Sorry, Marchtown.
Got him. We're going to wrap it up.
And that's with Greg Zuerlein being out fucking 3-game warm-up.
His name is Legatron, pronounced correctly. So we'll go by that from here on out.
His name is Greg Zuerlein.
Greg Zuerlein. Zoolander. Right. We got Zoolander in this bitch.
is out for the next few weeks. Hey, Mark Sanchez, hold your head up, man. You gave him a hell of a game.
That's right. And the last and final matchup, Trizzit Poirier popped the beer open. Wow, yeah, drink my 25 Michelob.
Yeah,
popped the beer open. Trey Poirier, you lost to Johnny Martinez, the guy I live next to and just can get enough of.
How's your passcode?
Hey, yeah, oh, that's one I'm putting in my book. I'm going to get my thumbprint put on my phone right now. But good shit, Trizzy. I picked you. You dropped the ball. Man, a lot of y'all motherfuckers dropped the ball this week, and I'm kind of pissed off. David's ahead now, 5-4 for the total. Taylor, you got 4 right this week. You beat my total, too.
Did they drop the ball, or you don't know what you're talking about? Just wondering. All right, anyway, go ahead. My bad. Continue.
Wow, okay. Well, if you doubt me like that. Trizzy, you had no chance to win this one. I'm sorry. Jordan Howard, 2.5 yards per carry. Not going to get it done. Your receiver showed up. Watson, A-Rob, 20-plus. Ertz. Tom Montgomery needs to be finished with.
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, 22, baby. 6 for 100
yards.
Something. Yeah.
Wow.
McCaffrey kept it pushing for Johnny. Diggs did his thing. I mean, man, Diggs is looking real good, y'all.
Yes, he is. I liked him before the season started over Thielen. Not by much, but you're both balling out. So, yeah, it's going to be a wild year for Diggs if he stays healthy. Trey Burton finally got in the end zone. I mean, it about wraps it up.
Quarterback play was about even.
Yeah,
you know,
Luck and Rodgers both didn't.
Yeah.
Kill it.
It happened.
I just want to speak on that for a second. A little bit of fantasy philosophy. How much better would Johnny's team had been had he not taken a quarterback in the first 3 rounds?
Well, it's funny you ask, because Johnny.
Super. It would be super.
It's funny you ask, because Johnny was trying to trade that quarterback today. It didn't happen, but he was trying to get rid of him. So you're right. I mean, that's the number one rule. You never go that early on a quarterback, but hey.
Everybody's
different.
Him.
Somebody got to get him. Somebody got to do it, so.
Yep. But, hey, he won. He won. Hey, he still
got
the win,
though.
Hey, he won.
He's 2-0. I cannot doubt Johnny at all. Good shit.
Yeah. That's it. All righty, then. With that, we're going to move on to the Week 3 preview. You know what's down with me. You think that I ain't going to claim it. It's you goddamn skipping. It's a South Bad thing. You know what's down with me. And we are going to start it off with Will Fork on the first date against Bays for Days.
First off, fuck you. I'm gonna take this one over. This bitch just said I didn't know nothing, so I'm gonna call every game right this week.
Alrighty. So
all right, it's gonna start off with this one. Crazy pick, but I don't want to do it because I'm probably going to lose this one. But I'm going to go with myself. But off top, that's just because, you know what, I believe it. I'm 0-2 last year. I got beat both times by the Bays. I don't see it happening again. Y'all keep sleeping on DJ the league. I get a lot of texts, a lot of feedback on DJ. AJ going to do AJ. We're going to see what happens with my waiver picks and give it a good shot. I'm going against Tyreek Hill, Barkley, Keenan. It's scary, but I tell you what, if I win this week, y'all don't want to hear me next week. Y'all go ahead. Y'all can talk about it. I'm letting you know I'm going me.
I'm picking Bays for Days because, yeah, Russell Wilson didn't have a great game last week. He was going against Dallas. Dallas defense looks very improved than what it did last year. I talked a lot of shit about Dallas defense, and I will continue to talk shit about their fucking defense because I still don't believe in them. Yeah, Wilson probably find himself down. I don't know how because Dallas offense looks like shit. But I believe Wilson shakes back, has a big game in Dallas. Other than that, man, I mean, they're stacked. Barkley, I don't know what Barkley's going to do, man. I'm just – that offensive line is discouraging. But, yeah, they look like they're going to run it this week. What about you, Taylor? Got anything to say?
I'm going to go with Bays, but I'm going to say this. I think that Russell Wilson is in trouble. He was sacked 6 times in each of the first 2 games.
Yes.
Houston is fast on the edge. I don't believe that Saquon can run up the middle, which is, you know, I've seen it done these first 2 weeks. Running backs going up the middle. I don't think Saquon can do it, so I think this sets up for Saquon's worst game. Put it on the board. With that said, I still go with Bates.
Who scores more this week? Just curious. DJ or Barkley? Just head up.
DJ or Barkley? I'm going to go They
came out and said they got to get DJ in the slot this week, so he's going to have more receptions. Should
There's two problems in Arizona right now, and it's the offensive coordinator and it's Sam Bradford. And it might not be this week. And, you know, I mean, I'll get this one wrong. I believe Bays for Days has probably got the upper hand. I mean, they're a lot better team than me on paper, straight up. But
you never know.
I just have a feeling. I got a few things on my sleeve this week. I got a feeling, y'all. I mean, David Johnson, I've watched both games, the film. I broke it down. I'm nervous. I'm looking into it. DJ is not the problem. I told y'all the problem.
No,
DJ's
not the problem.
You're right. And they're going to have to fix it because otherwise – shit gonna change real quick. Larry's on a limited time. They got shit to do in Arizona, so we'll sit back. Y'all keep saying, "Hey, I love the shit." Keep saying it.
Who you big, DJ Bark? Let's get it going around.
Straight up, Chicago. Don't get me wrong.
Chicago's
a super hard defense, but I see DJ prevailing. They're gonna get him involved. This is gonna be DJ's breakout this week. If I'm wrong, y'all won't hear me talk about DJ for the rest of the year.
What you think, Taylor? DJ or Saquon?
I'm going to say DJ, Dave, and it's for the reason that you said, you know, I haven't watched the Week 2 tape on Arizona yet, but I will say this. If they put DJ in the slot and they put Larry Fitzgerald, I know Larry Fitzgerald has been playing the slot, but throw him on the outside because you have nothing else.
That's it.
Let him do his thing on the outside whenever he comes back. And guess what? You put Chase Edmonds in the backfield. Chase Edmonds has been great.
Absolutely. He
and
has
that's
been.
That's how you run your team.
And that's why I got him on my team, and I'll burn that fucking spot. Because, I mean, DJ's routes are down from 30-something percent to 16%. That's half right now. And Edmonds looks good, but regardless, Bay for Days.
Put him on the field at the same time.
Yep.
They're two great players. Put them on the field at the same time.
Absolutely. Bay for Days will probably win, and I'm going to go me. Y'all go Bays. What's next, Dave?
All right. Johnny loves Angry Birds.
Does he?
Oh, he does. Especially on other people's phones. And he's going against Fab or Get the Fuck Out. Johnny against Doty. What y'all like about these matchups?
Mahomes versus San Francisco and Cousins versus Buffalo.
Yes, quarterback play is going to be wild. This is going to be a great game to watch. I'm curious. They have Lindsay at Baltimore and Deion Lewis at Jacksonville. Both going away on the road.
Yeah, that's about a push. Taylor, Fournette, he's coming back this week. He's ready. He's turned up.
Well, Tennessee beat Jacksonville both times last year. So I had an inkling that Fournette was going to play, but I should have known better because Tom Coughlin is not a trickster. He's not. All he was doing was keeping Leonard Fournette because their game plan going in to beat the Patriots was to pass the ball. Completely took me by surprise. Jacksonville is the real deal. I think you see Leonard Fournette this week. I think he's 100%. Tennessee plays Jacksonville very well, so I think they feel they need him for that. And I'm going to say this to the quarterback play. I'm going to say this. What if Kirk Cousins doesn't have to do anything to beat Buffalo?
He might not have to. They might just pound the ball and let the defense dominate.
I agree.
Exactly. Patrick Mahomes at San Francisco has the makings for a shootout. You got Marquise Goodwin that's going to be back. Kansas City's defense is shady. Eric Berry might play.
Yep.
So that definitely matters. You know, you got Travis Kelce at Tennessee. Jared Cook at Miami. I was disappointed with Jared Cook after his week one performance. You know what I mean? Cooper Cup, what's up?
I think Taylor, what's going to be the biggest difference, what you're calling out, is OBJ going to shake back? 9 targets, 4 catches against Dallas, prime time. I mean, that's when you're supposed to shine. I know OB's pissed. So, I mean, that's the question. But in all, Collins also needs a game, too. I think they're going to script it out. I think Alex Collins will come out and finally do what he was drafted to do. And I say he's going to give you the push, Taylor. I'm going to go Taylor.
Here's my concern, Ben, with Odell Beckham Jr. It's that New York Giants offensive line, and it's that Houston defensive line. J.J. Watt, Whitney Mercer, Clowney's expected back. It's going to be nasty. I don't think Manning gets any time.
Well, I think they're going to find a way to get OBJ the ball quick and see if he can make plays, and I believe he will make plays. Like I said, my main concern is these two running backs going head up against good defenses, but Everything else, man, M. Teague and Solana. I'm not too big on Cook. Lynch should do good. I'm going to go ahead and pick Doty.
Okay, Tafo, Doty, Taylor, who you going?
I'm rolling with myself.
I respect that.
No doubt. I respect that. All right, on to the next. We're going to go Hells Bells 2.0 against the Markstown Shads. Like I mentioned earlier, Wentz is coming back for Hells Bells, and he got the Colts. Breeze gets Atlanta. Look.
Hey, Breeze against Atlanta last year was a little scary situation.
Yeah.
2 games, 510 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks. It's division, baby. NFC South gets down and dirty. Don't count all your baskets on Breeze right now. Also, Julio versus Marshawn. Last year was beautiful as a Saints fan.
No, yeah.
Marshawn be putting a dick on him, but hey.
Marshawn also shut down Mike Evans.
He's been subject this year.
Last year, Mike Evans burned him, so Julio can easily have a...
The Saints defense shook back a little bit last week, but I don't know, man. It's just...
So depressing. I don't
know. Is Connor going to pull out for trade this week, Taylor? I mean, he's going to... He did good last week, but is he going to prove to be a top guy because of the system or what?
Listen, here's my thing with Connor this week. It's his opponent. He's not going to catch passes like Le'Veon Bell, and I'm afraid with Pittsburgh's shitty defense and Fitzmagic, baby, it's going to put up some points, and Connor's going to it's going to fall into the same game script as last week. That's what I'm afraid of. I think with Connor, you're hoping to get some short yardage touchdowns.
You know, one thing I want to throw out there, Dave, before you get onto this, is if anybody listens out there, please put DeSean Jackson in your lineup, somebody. Put this guy. This dude is a burner. Well, as long as Fitzmagic is playing, a la Taylor, put the dude in your lineup.
You know what's going to happen when somebody puts DeSean Jackson in the lineup? He's not going to do diddly squat.
Well, okay, so what, burn him on your bench? Keep going. Anyway, David, what you think about this game?
Oh, man, I believe Connor's going to get it done against Tampa Bay. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be pretty close, but I'm going to roll with Markstown Shads.
Taylor, how you feel?
You know what? I'm feeling Markstown Shads as well. I think that Lamar Miller has a lot of time to run the ball. You know, like I said, I don't believe in the Giants. No. I think that once you start to see Atlanta may start to slide the safety over Michael Thomas to double team him, because who wouldn't? And I think Ted Ginn could have a big game. I am not feeling, I don't know if Trey has his lineup set, I'm not feeling Ty Montgomery this week. Aaron Jones is returning. You know what I mean? It's at Washington. Washington is, I don't think they put up 20 points yet. So it may not be a game that scripts well for Ty Montgomery.
Well, we're going to take the brooms out because I'm going our shot also. And we're going to sweep Trey right out the door.
Yeah, you suck, Trey. All right.
The worst champion ever.
You are the wackest fucking champion I've ever seen in my life. I never hear from you. Tiger League, I'm making a public service announcement.
PSA.
Never, ever let me win. Because you will get multiple texts, multiple videos, and I will not let y'all live this shit down.
Y'all have a calendar of me fucking
run me out of this bitch.
Every month taking a beautiful picture with my dog. And I'm going to send it to y'all and let y'all fucking know. Y'all will hate me. Don't let me get back up there either. Trey, you are garbage, man.
You're a piece of shit champion. You just
We've had several champions now, and you are garbage, Trey.
You're the absolute worst. All right, well, now that I got that off my chest, we'll move on to Hernandez Dirty Laundry against the Dak Street Boys. What you looking at, Ben?
Gordon's test. It's Gordon's upper body. Was he cramping? Was he hurting? I mean, that's going to be the test right there. Evan Ingram, 7 catches, 67 yards, a touchdown last week. He balled, but it was garbage. Straight garbage time. I can't give him the push yet. Is Steven going to play Watson? AK going to go off? AK, man, last year.
Yes, he looked...
In Atlanta, first drive. You're right.
Yes.
What do you had? First drive, Dave.
3 catches, 25 yards, driving down the field before the concussion.
And then, boom, a fucking piece of shit penalty that wasn't called.
Yeah.
Took him out of the game, you know. But between the both games of AK playing Atlanta last year, 90 total yards with 0 touchdowns. That's a question mark. Atlanta's depleted in defense. It's going to be a push. I like Adams and Galladay, though. Pretty cute. What you think, Taylor?
You know, it's looking pretty close, man. It really is.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a good one. I'm going to have to give the edge to Hernandez Dirty Laundry. Like I said, I love the Texans defense this week. Absolutely love their defense. But, I have questions about Demaryius. You know, Kenny's got a good matchup. We'll see what the Patriots can do with that. You know, Larry Fitz has the hammy. You know, Rick has some injuries too. But Rick has protected himself. He picked up Austin Ekeler. He picked up Latavius Murray. So, he's insulated.
Yep. That's a good evaluation, brother.
Well, I will explain why I'm picking Steven to win in a little bit.
And, Taylor had a great explanation just now, and I was like, man, that sounds really good, but I picked Steven. Yes. So I want to hear yours first, David, because I picked Steven also, so I want to hear you, Dave. What you got?
Well, we'll discuss later when we get to our picks of the week. Then I'll get – but, I mean, overall, Watson should kill the Giants. Davante Adams is going to get one to two touchdowns, I believe, this week against Washington. Washington defense is
– They look great week one. They look bad week two.
So you don't know what defense you're getting. Now, Fitz against Chicago, look, man, I don't believe in that. Or Doyle at Philly. But even Ricks, I believe Gardner's going to kill it. I believe Brady will do what he got to do. But I don't think Brady has to light up Detroit at all. Marvin Jones, so sketchy, man. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if you can get that bomb or if you look good last week but didn't do shit week one. And Dalvin Cook's going to play, right?
I don't know. That's why I was like, I got a server right here. Cook against Buffalo. I mean,
yes. I mean, it's a great matchup. He's lined up
for a great matchup, but, I mean, was it a cramp? Or are they just kind of downplaying it? What are you looking at?
They come out and take the lead. Who's to say Murray don't just run the rest of the game? That got me a little nervous. And Gio at Carolina, look, Gio has done in the past. He's nothing special. It is what it is. I got to take Steven.
You summed it up right there. Steve-O, I picked you, bitch. I picked you last week, I think. Yeah, sure did. Don't fuck me over, bro.
Yeah, he probably fucked us both over. All right, Catalina Wine Mixing and Haha, Fuck You, Trey. Now, the two highest scores last week will go head-to-head in this what could be a great matchup. Go ahead, lead it off, Taylor. What you looking at?
I think the key matchups are going to be the flexes. I think the flexes are going to decide it. Matt Breida looked amazing.
Yes.
He's the pass catching running back.
He looked amazing. Kansas City. He looked amazing on 11 carries.
Yeah, yeah.
Good shit.
He's at Kansas City. I think it's going to be a shootout. That sets up well for Matt Breida over Alvin Mars. I don't know if he starts Calvin Ridley. Maybe he's just Devin Funches. We don't know.
Yeah.
And then I look over at Fuck You, Trey, and Rex Burkhead, Belil looked awesome last game. I mean, he looked great catching passes. Rex Burkhead, it's a three-headed monster. I don't like it. I'm going to get the edge to Nick this week.
Nice. CMC for Johnny is great. I like McCaffrey. He's going to be involved. Olsen's down. It's a formula for success. Diggs. Can Diggs keep rolling, man? But
like we mentioned earlier, will he have to?
You're right, but I mean, somebody's got to score. We asked a question for Cook. We asked the question for Thielen. Diggs. I mean, somebody's going to have to fucking score if they want to get the lead, so... Hey, man, they got a good chemistry going. My decision maker right here, I think, is Minnesota's defense against Buffalo. I think that's going to push Fousey over the edge. Johnny, you got a pretty decent team, but I'm going to go with Minnesota's defense and Breida, the league-leading fucking rusher. And, man, Fousey, you the man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Fousey.
I'm looking at both defenses tonight. I mean, Jacksonville, Tennessee. I know Tennessee always plays Jacksonville twice, but Tennessee is looking like shit right now. That defense is going to be a tight run, but I'm going to pick Foos, Juju at Tampa Bay. Juju is lighting it up right now. I believe he has another big game. I love Diggs to death, but I don't believe he's going to have some big slobber knocker like he's been doing. I just really don't think they're going to have to. So, yeah, I'm going to take Nick this week. I mean.
We also have to talk about Vontae Davis. Retiring.
Oh, yes.
Halfway through the game, bro. Like, dude, like, what does that say about your team, cuz?
What are you doing, Buffalo? Are y'all that, really that fucking bad? Y'all got these.
Y'all was in the playoffs last year. Fuck.
And y'all got motherfuckers retiring. Well, you know what fucked up?
And, you know, I seen it this week. Twitter. It's a beautiful thing. They banned Buffalo police or whatever is banning the table smashing here in Buffalo. What? Bills Mafia. Yes, I swear to God.
Fuck Buffalo.
They are giving you fines and arrests for going through tables now at Bills games. So, I mean, you fuck with the culture, shit happens. I mean,
you fuck the whole vibe up, man.
Exactly.
They no
Bills shit. Mafia. Hey, I'm a Who Dat. I love the Who Dat Nation. But Bills Mafia takes it to another level.
The realest. They be balling. That my dogs, though. Alrighty. Taylor, did you make your pick?
Yeah, you said Foose.
You said Foose?
Okay, he actually said Nick. Yeah. I don't know anybody that calls him Nick.
Yeah, that's what fucked me up. I never
it was Foose. Yeah. Foosey, David, take it to the last game.
Alright. It is I, the Marshville Motorboaters. Got spit all over my notebook against the Garoppolo Hermanos, and well, I'm going to lose. Y'all just go ahead and fucking take it over.
Wow. You know what? I hate for you laying down yet because I think Cam keeps rolling. I think AB's going to get rolling against Tampa Bay. They talking this bullshit. He ain't come to meeting.
No, he's going to be ready.
AB about to fucking flash out. Sanders looking great and Gronk about to shake back. Yeah, you got Zeke. I think Zeke's going to finally eat this week. He been doing up some subpar shit in the teens. Yeah, cute. Z gonna eat? Question mark a Ajayi lower body.
Yes,
I'm a personal fan of fuck you Ajayi. Cooper and Thielen, y'all gonna keep it going or what? It's gonna be close.
That's my
Taylor. Taylor, what's your picks on that? So David, your pick, you're gonna lose.
Yeah, I am.
Just, well, I don't see it.
Jimmy G's gonna do enough for Kansas City. Hey, my main thing is Sony Michel. Look, man.
That's my main thing too, Dave. That's my main thing.
I had to bend Shady. He's hurt. Going against that Minnesota D, I couldn't play him. Yeah, I got Aaron Jones coming back, but he's not going to run in there. I have to play Sony. Now, if Sony comes out and does decent, then I believe I can win. But to me, that's my big question mark. I think that one position is going to fuck me.
I learned something last week, and this shows the strength of Dave's team. No running back, no Gronk. Dave put up points. Dave, I think you stacked. I'm going to go Dave on this one. It's going to be close. I really do. Sarah, you have a good team. Straight up. You beat the shit out of me. But I'm going to go Dave on this one. I mean, Dave, you did it last week without anything. Gronk's going to be back this week, so I think you can slide it out with Sony Michel. Taylor, who's your pick?
I'm going to go Garoppolo Hermanos. I think that's Sarah has some enticing matchups this week, minus Adam Thielen. And I think it's going to be a close one, but I'm going to have to give the edge to Sarah. Yeah, I think Rob Gronkowski goes off. I also think George Kittle goes off against that Kansas City defense. You know, it's going to be a good one, but the edge goes to Hermanos.
No doubt.
And Dave, you did pick Sarah, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well. Hey, it is what it is.
I know me. Nobody knows me but me. Nobody David, makes me bleed my own blood.
The rule, though, if I pick you, man,
what
you fucking win. I mean, it don't show it, but I'm trying to get y'all on that level. Fuck.
Well, I fucking hope so. All right. We're going to go picks of the week. We had a couple good picks last week. Taylor picked Big Ben as quarterback. I picked Mahomes. Both of them cut the fuck up. Ben, you picked Melvin Gordon. Didn't rush the ball much, but he still cut up.
Hey, three touchdowns, baby.
Then we had Thielen. Who picked Thielen?
Tay Foe
picked Thielen.
They pick on Thielen, man.
Cut the fuck up. And tight end shit all over our face. Gronkowski, you can suck my fucking dick. You better score at least 40 this week, or I will be cutting you. Get ready, waiver wire ass.
We all fucking hit the bushes on the fucking tight ends.
Dude. Tight ends suck in fantasy, unfortunately. But anyways, we're going to go on to our picks of the week. We're going to start with quarterbacks. Taylor, give me your quarterback of the week.
Patrick Mahomes. Listen, he's on fire. He looks amazing. He's not even thrown interceptions, which was the biggest knock on him. He's going to be MVP this year.
Nice. I respect that. I don't think he slows down at all either.
Yeah, that dude's hot.
What about you, Ben? What's your quarterback?
This goes against everything that I stand for, but I really see Tom Brady sticking it to Matt Patricia this week. Belichick versus student. You know, it's multiple times Belichick owns that shit all day. I'm going to go TB12 all day.
Gross. Yep. But I believe it. Hey, man, this is going to sound crazy. Carson Wentz first game back at home. It's going to be live. Now, I know the Colts held the Redskins, what, 9 points last week. That's cute. But Wentz is coming straight off adrenaline, half ACL. He's going to be out there slanging to whoever the fuck's out there. Ertz going to have a big game. Aguilar's going to have a good game. Hey, I believe Wentz is going to cut the fuck up this week in his first game back. I'm going to move on. I'm going to go ahead and start off with running back. I told y'all earlier. Look, Kamara's first game in Atlanta, 3 catches, 25 yards, could not be stopped. Small preview of what he could do. He's going to Atlanta. Write it down. He will be the best running back of the week. Number one. I mean, there's not much I can go off of. I just know it. This dude was about to murder Atlanta. He wants that game back after getting knocked out. He is going to destroy this week. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, man. Fuck. I agree with you, though. But I'm going to go one step further. My boy, Todd Gurley. TG3, man. The dude is unstoppable. Week in, week out. It don't matter, bro. I'm going to go Gurley all day. Taylor, who's yours pick?
You know, Christian McCaffrey. He's just like Chris Thompson, except better. He's going to catch a ton of passes, and you know what? He's going to produce yards. So in PPR, give me Christian McCaffrey.
All right, go ahead and backdoor with that wide receiver, Tayfo.
Wide receiver, give me Antonio Brown. He was pouting week two. They're going to feed him this week. Antonio nice. Brown, 13 catches, 150 yards.
Damn it, I should have went first.
Damn. Well, the controversy will begin. I'm going to build it up. I'm going to go with my boy from that I had last year. He showed out week two. A lot better than week one. D-Hop, baby. All day. But let's build it up. Y'all go ahead and argue this one, Dave. What's your pick?
I know Antonio Brown arguing about targets, deep balls, yada, yada. But Juju Smith-Schuster is on another level right now. 119 yards week one. 121 yards week two. Got a touchdown. Juju against Tampa Bay. Gonna be a shootout if Fitzpatrick comes out slinging again. He don't need that many catches. He don't need 10 catches. He can do it with 6 catches, but he's gonna break another big one. At least 130 yards this week and the touchdown. I'm picking Juju as my wide receiver. And I'm gonna keep it rolling with the tight end. And I'm gonna go ahead and pick Jordan Reed against Green Bay. I believe Washington's gonna be down. Reed is to me, is the most consistent receiver they have, besides Chris Thompson, of course, which is the running back. But I believe Reed is going to have a monster game at Green Bay. I think they have no choice. What about you, Taylor?
Give me Travis Kelce. You know, I took Patrick Mahomes. Give me Travis Kelce. Another 2 touchdowns. That offense is going to be amazing.
Hey, I can't knock you at all, but I'm going to go, God dang, I just realized it's something I never do, but I'm going to stack TB with Gronk. David, Gronk will shake back for you. I mean, it's going to happen. He's going against Detroit. Patricia, his beard is amazing. He's great. He looks awesome. Beard. He looks the part, but I don't think he's the part. Bill Belichick's about to exploit him, and it's going to be pretty nasty, so Gronk all the way. Bow, bow.
And ladies and gentlemen, those are your picks of the week. Alrighty, fam. What's real? Another week in the books. We're getting ready for this week. Thursday night, it's the Jets in Cleveland, right?
Yep, sure is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to watch that one. I'm going to be at the Aubrey and Migos concert in New Orleans. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to miss that one. I'm going to game pass it fucking Friday, but it's all good.
I'd rather be, Oh, I could rather be a million things that I'm not going to say on the mic because I will lose all respect for everybody. Tayfo, you watching the game? Well, who you? Let's game picks right fast. They in New York, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
In New York. Pick. Ben, who you got? Cleveland, New York.
Cleveland is winning. Cleveland about to break the streak. They winning this week.
Tayfo?
I'm going to say Cleveland, and I'm going to also add this. We're not... I don't think we're too long away from seeing the Baker Mayfield show.
Oh, we're very close.
It's close. Tyrod is manageable, but we need a little more than that.
And as much as I love Tyrod, the Jets will win, and they're going to put that pressure to start Baker Mayfield because I believe he is coming very, very soon, a lot sooner than what I was hoping. Because I love Tyrod to death, but Baker's coming, Bubba. And I believe the Jets are going to go ahead and take this one at home, and Cleveland will lose again, unfortunately, because I do like Cleveland. But anyways, Tayfo, good shit, man. I guess we'll see you next week, Bubba.
Hey, I had a pleasure. Remember, when I hop up your trays around, your phone is off. Have a good one, guys.
That's it. All right, my shit dead, sir. My shit dead.
All right, y'all. We will see y'all next week. Maybe this week. We get a little special episode with
the boner.
Oh, stay tuned. We hit y'all up. Watch the fucking games. I don't want to hear no bullshit. Watch the games yourself. Keep up. And we'll see y'all next week. Fuck Dodie. Baby,